In the latest news from Sudan, African Union peacekeepers sent to investigate a deadly ambush on a refugee convoy in Darfur were taken captive by desperate villagers today as violent attacks by Arab militiamen spin out of control. Charles Collins has more.
The United Nations spokeswoman in Sudan, Radia Ochuri, says the truck was carrying medicine and aid to the country's war-ravaged Darfur region. She said it was also transporting people and that around 30 of the civilians on board were killed, some of them burned alive. Ochuri did not identify precisely who was behind Saturday's attack, but said the group were on horseback. The Janjaweed, a term loosely derived from Arabic for devils on horseback, are known to carry out attacks in the region, riding camels and horses. The Sudanese government is accused of backing the militia, which has been behind some of the deadliest raids on Darfur villages, an accusation that Khartoum denies. The African Union, which maintains an underfunded and overstretched force of 7,000 in Darfur, has been unable to stop the violence in the vast region. The Sudanese government will not agree to United Nations peacekeepers. Desperate for protection from indiscriminate attacks, Darfuri villagers this week barricaded AU troops in efforts not to allow the team to leave. But as the crisis worsens and deaths increase, the people of Darfur are being slowly abandoned. In the last week alone, three non-governmental aid agencies have had to withdraw all their staff from the area, while the outspoken UN envoy to Sudan, Jan Pronkt, was indefinitely expelled this week by the government for denouncing what he described as Khartoum's repeated violation of United Nations principles. I'm Charles Collins.